If you want to take a walk through David Daniel's property, you're going to need some mud boots.
We get a lot of rain, this whole area is underwater.
Daniel's a carpenter in Winnsboro, Texas. He moved here about 6 years ago with his wife and daughter. His 20 acres of land are lush with 100-year-old hardwoods and lots of fresh water. But pretty soon, a liquid of a very different type could be making its way through his property. Heavy oil harvested from sand pits in Canada, carried by the Keystone XL pipeline. What makes him bitter is how he found out about it.
4 years ago, my neighbor called me and said that people had been trespassing on our property. And I come out and walk the property and find that it had been fully surveyed and staked.
The stakes belong to TransCanada. Not long after finding them, Daniel was contacted by TransCanada. They said they wanted to survey his land for the pipeline. He told them they already had, but TransCanada said that was just a mistake.
I didn't buy that. You know, so you have, you know, trespassing and then just lying right off the bat. So wasn't off to a good start.
So Daniel refused to let the company come survey his land. And a few months later, he got a letter. It was from one of the pipeline company's attorneys. They said they had the power of eminent domain over his land.
Well, we follow the law. It's very simple.
That's Jim Prescott, the project representative for the Keystone XL pipeline. He says they're allowed to use eminent domain. The reason? Because that oil will end up being available to the public.
Under the law, a pipeline like this qualifies just like a utility service qualifies as serving the public good.
So even if a landowner like David Daniel refuses to sign an agreement, TransCanada can still build the pipeline on his land. That didn't make a lot of sense to Daniel. So he decided to give the company's attorney a call.
And he said, well, you know, I got only one question for you is I just need to know which pile to put you in, the cooperative pile or the f***ing uncooperative pile.
TransCanada doesn't dispute these facts. They initially offered Daniel over $2,000 to build the pipeline across an acre and a half of his land, but he turned that down. In the course of a few years, they gradually increased their offer, finally coming in at a little over $13,000.
They said, this is, you know, best you're going to get. If you don't take this offer, we're going to take you to court and you'll start at zero.
So, as many Texans have done, he signed an agreement. The company says they have easements signed with 99% of the Texas landowners on the pipeline's route. But what about the 1% who doesn't want to sign? Then the company uses eminent domain. TransCanada's Jim Prescott insists that it's rare and limited.
We prefer not to, quite frankly. It's costly. It's time-consuming. It generates, ill will.
But in a review of court records, State Impact Texas found over 100 different eminent domain claims by TransCanada. That's over 10% of the landowners involved. It's also expensive for them to fight back. Taking a company like TransCanada to court is a process that could take years and tens of thousands of dollars. And landowners who fight eminent domain claims may end up getting paid less as a result.
You know, first off, a Canadian company saying they want to come and take your land makes you kind of start thinking anyway. And then as I did my research, this was not just your mom's everyday pipeline they were talking about.
Julia Trigg Crawford is a farmer who manages some 600 acres along the Red River in North Texas. Driving a tractor across her land, she shows off a hay patch that TransCanada wants to use for the pipeline. It goes through a creek in ancient Caddo Indian lands. She refused to sign an agreement with the company, and they used eminent domain against her. But she was not about to give in.
When you kind of boil it down, the issue is property rights. This whole eminent domain and a foreign company's ability to come in and take your land, that's a property rights issue, and that doesn't really know. It doesn't matter what political bent you are. Nobody in Texas especially wants to be told that someone's going to come take your land.
So she's fighting back. Sometime in the next few months, Crawford and TransCanada will face off in court over whether or not they can seize her land for the pipeline. And there are three other landowners who still haven't signed an agreement with the company, some of whom are also taking the fight to court. They may ultimately lose, but it could be their last stand. TransCanada says they'll start building the pipeline this summer. For State Impact Texas, I'm Terrence Henry.